Hi everyone, and welcome to our yearly "Look Like a Fucking Moron" episode. I'm Jack, as always, joined by Casey.
Now that,
predictions podcast. We will talk a bit about the Forest game later on. The main things that happened is there's actually been loads of stuff happened today, so this was not meant to be in any way newsy, but it sort of has by the end. We'll start with the most random one. Leeds have turned down a loan bid from Radomiak Radom in the Ekstraklasa. Ekstraklasa? I think it's Ekstraklasa. I've never known quite how you pronounce it. For 17th after four games, for what it's worth, for Alfie Cresswell.
Yeah.
Holy football manager transfer.
I assume we rejected that one because their facilities weren't at least adequate.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose it's a sign that he is. I mean, I don't know, because we'd probably want a different loan move anyway if it came up. But that it's been just rejected out of hand and put out there fairly quickly. I suppose there's a chance that he might sneak into the squad. He's only an injury or so away, isn't he?
Aren't we all, Jack? Aren't we all?
No, we are not.
Oh, we're all several injuries past.
Yeah. In much better news, since the last pod, Joe Roden and Jaden Bogle have signed new deals to 2030.
Yeah, that is good. I did see, I think it was described, like, it came up on my Google alerts as Roden signed lengthy contract. I was like, are we pulling a Chelsea here? No, it's just 4 years. It's fine.
Not nine.
Yeah. Like, we've already spread
but
the cost.
Both of them players. Yeah. For both players that needed tying down, you know, especially given how good Bogle's been, like, there is arguments for teams really high up food chain to go after him, given how good he's been. So I'm really glad to have him tied down. Roden's definitely earned it. You know, long term, you're probably hoping that Roden isn't starting absolutely every game, but will probably, if he keeps playing like this, he'll remain one of the first choice three. You just want to get rid of some of the drop-off, which is, I suppose, what Elvedi's for.
Mm.
Like, it makes sense. Did you see any of the press conference?
I have not.
Basically, Farker said, these contracts are done, and we might have something else to announce in the next few days, which people are assuming is Aronson.
Just again, be a massive video for that one.
Yeah, we'll make a big deal out of it. But I've said before, if he's going to play, he needs a new contract, because he isn't. His upsides make it that you don't want to just lose him on a free at the end of it. So he probably does want one. He also kind of intimated that he'd already signed a new deal, and then it did like a swerve. He went, have you not, what about your contract, Daniel? And he went, have you not seen the news? So everyone thought, oh shit, has he signed a new deal and he's going to announce it now? And then he went, no, like Bogle, Roden, so there's no money for mine. Which was quite funny.
It's all a swerve.
But the way he was acting, it sounded like once the window's shut, that will probably happen.
Mm.
You know, gives Leeds the option for if we have an absolute mare of a start, I suppose.
Well, you do the classic. I like the thing that doesn't happen nearly as much on Football Manager, but happens a lot in the real world is the transfer window is closed. You've lost three games in that time. Well, best sack them then.
Well, I mean, sacking them the day after the transfer window shuts was the Ken Bates special.
Oh, no, I meant the summer window.
even earlier.
Was it Preston did that the other year?
Preston did it. It was even earlier than that, didn't they? Won it one game. Because it was Ryan Lowe, wasn't it? Because we both went for him to be the first manager to be sacked because he'd fallen out with him over the summer and should have been sacked last season.
Yeah, you get some odd ones where they're like, well, we were unsure about him. I'm like, go get rid of him in the summer then. Give yourself a chance.
Yeah. The third kit's out at 8 o'clock in the morning. Have you seen it?
No.
It's fat guy friendly.
Oh, is it? Is this vertical stripes?
It's the black one.
Oh, lovely.
That was being shown all around the place.
Has it got Bob Marley on it?
I meant colour of the shirt. it looks fine. I'd like to see it a bit more close up because it's very patterned and that is harder to tell from a picture. But It's not as nice as the yellow one. I think it's nicer than the home one.
Is it? Has it got like a blackout badge on it as well?
It's the main thing that people were disappointed in is that the Red Bull badge isn't blackout, which would have looked better.
Is it because it's red?
See if we can get it on the camera.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like the goalkeeper shirts from a couple of years back.
Yeah. But yeah, it looks all right. And then was it? Because there's been loads of things happened that we're having to fly through. There's two things I'd talk about. For one, would you fancy Liam Delap at 40 million? Because Alex Crook from Talksport, who is a legitimate journalist, and a few other places seem to think it's us, Forest, and Everton. All looking in.
40 million seems excessive.
Sounds a bit pricey at 40 million is what I've written.
Did Chelsea pay 35?
So yeah, because I think that was his release clause, wasn't it?
Right. And he's not been good. And he's more expensive.
Man City signed Savinho for, I think, 22 million. He's scored 3 goals in 2 years and he's off to Spurs for about 90.
Yeah.
Football is mental.
And this is a very football manager. Like, how do we not sell players for 80 odd million? We've had loads of shit players.
Yeah. I would be.
Brendan's in the last year of his contract. He must be worth at least 40.
Yeah, with the Delap thing, my first thought was, if we could get that as a loan with an option, then I'd do it. Because if he does become what he looked like he was going to be at Ipswich, then he'd be worth that. And he would suit the system and stuff in theory, but once you've seen someone lose their confidence like that, as he seemed to at Chelsea. Because it wasn't just, he wasn't quite ready for a team right at the top. They actually ended up being a mid-table side last year and he looked really poor.
Yeah. I would say I would rather see, if we were in for that 40 million, I would rather see chunks of that used to strengthen other areas. Reed left back.
Yeah. Or if you're just going to go mental, I know the wages are going to be insane, but it does, if there was any truth to that Rafael Leao thing being 40 million, he would be fucking ridiculous. It seems like a lot, but we'll see if out comes of it. I read the most un-Leeds thing I've ever read in my life. The Athletic did a survey on fan optimism. The most optimistic fan base in the Premier League this season, with 99% of responses being optimistic, were Leeds United.
When they say optimistic, as in...
I think it was just, say, you are currently sixth favourite for relegation, so, you know, you'd be 14th, same as last season. Are you thinking better than that or worse than that? And I think that's why it came up so high.
Yeah.
It made me think we're going to get relegated.
I would say we're generally... Because I think the other thing is, like, you probably have to stagger that as, you know, slightly positive, very positive.
Yeah.
Little Danny. Connie. But...
Speaking of Connie, by the way, if they whited out the Red Bull logo, that kit would be a 9. Connie was meant to be on today, but for some reason, his camera will not work.
Technical difficulties, yeah. Just like with his knees. Yeah. I mean, I would say I'm positive.
Yeah, I mean, we won't be specific because that's going to come up in a minute. But I suppose if the way it was phrased was, with regards to a relegation scrap, I would have to come up as positive as well. But just seeing us be, as a fan base, being excited scares me. Farke was asked about this in the press conference, actually, and he said if the stock market had 99% optimism, the bubble's about to burst. So,
man knows.
To be honest, he spoke pretty well in this. Just saying, like, the fans should dream, they should be optimistic, they should be looking at Europe, all of that stuff, but I am not getting ahead of myself. There's been one top half finish in the Premier League in 25 years. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Which is entirely fair. He also, like, the example he used, he was like, Strauch was probably his most consistent defender last year. Milinkovic looks great, but you can't be sure that it's going to be brilliant straight away. Same with Trafford. You can't be sure it's going to be brilliant straight away. And I was like, that's fair. I think the thing that's throwing everyone off, and I think every team that aren't in either the top four or the newly promoted sides, every team is going to be looking at this league going, if we get six more points, we might get in Europe.
Yeah.
Because the middle of the league is a proper who knows. Whereas there's nine teams starting the season with new managers, and it's bordering on 10 because De Zerbi only did like five games, didn't he?
Mm.
So like half the league is to an extent an unknown.
It really feels like there's going to be a large chunk of the season where between, I would probably say like 8th and 14th, 15th, where, you know, when you look at your position timeline on the league table as the sort of spike graph, it's going to be like watching someone's elevated heart rate of just teams bouncing up and down three places every week.
Yeah, I was actually about, I think it was it yesterday? I was listening to Football Ramble and I think it was Jim Campbell said, feels like there's 17 teams that are going to finish in the Conference League. So, like, that's a bit what it feels like.
Well, if we win the Champions League, the Europa League, and the Conference League, and then, you know, if non-qualifying teams win the League Cup and the FA Cup, and, you know, if we have a good disciplinary record as a league, I think we can get 11 teams in Europe.
Yeah, it's definitely doable. God, the old fair play place.
Someone gets in through the Intertoto, and we're all there. Yeah.
Oh, just give us 1 second. Now, how are you doing, Connie?
I'm all right. We've had to resort to the phone, but I'm here.
Yeah, I figured I will do it this way, so then it doesn't look weird.
Yeah.
How's things, mate?
Yeah, all good, mate. Yeah, you too?
Yeah, all good. Would you fancy Liam Delap?
Not at the price that Chelsea are wanting, no. Definitely not. What's he scored? Has he scored something like 6 goals or something like that? How do you make profit on someone that's been poor?
Yeah, well, it just, the market seems to be so high for everything at the minute.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you're signing from England. It used to be just if they are English, but now it just appears to be anyone who has any Premier League experience, just double what you think it is.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, if you could guarantee we'd get the Liam Delap that were at Ipswich, then maybe. But it's a lot of money for someone who's not really done a right lot.
I know Calvert-Lewin, last season, obviously, he stayed fit the vast majority of the time, and that was great. You can't 100% rely on him to be fit.
No.
But if everyone's fit, Liam Delap doesn't get in our team. So you can't pay that kind of money for him.
I think this is a problem that we're going to have as well. It's getting someone in that's ultimately, definitely at start, going to have to play second fiddle to Calvert-Lewin, who's going to be good enough to step in if needed and do the job that Calvert-Lewin can do.
Yeah. And obviously we've briefly managed to get your thing on the UK. The weird thing is, I've just been on about how optimistic the entire fan base is. So everyone is moving towards you, Connie.
Yeah, I am the eternal optimist. I always have been, but I've seen that thing you were on about. We're ranked first, aren't we? Most optimistic fans going into the season, which is weird. Like I say, almost you kind of worry, don't you, that we're that optimistic, it's just going to go tits up.
Yeah, we get beat at Forest on Saturday. They run the thing again, and suddenly it's 40%.
I'll be farking out. Mohamedovic is shy. Trafford should never be signed. Too much money.
Nothing good ever comes from, you know, Salford, does it?
No.
Trafford especially.
I've been through and checked everything for last season. Obviously, I won't go through everything about last season's predictions because it's ages ago. But just the takeaways are not one of us had Arsenal winning the league. So, you know, we know ball. There's a few, like, you know, everyone got some form of cup winners right, except Benny, who got none of them. Everyone else got two. Oh, no, Alex only got one, but he had Chelsea for the FA Cup, which was a beaten finalist. We were, for the most part, fairly decent with everything. Points-wise, Little Danny was the best for the games by a distance. Well, no, actually, not by a distance. Alex crept up to 70, so he was only 4 points behind. But it wasn't enough to save Little Danny because KC actually won overall by quite a lot. 154 points. Then
I've got some minuses in there as well.
Yeah, 154 points. You've then got Alex and Little Danny on 138, Connie 135, me 125, Benny 115. So he came last. But on the actual, just for games, I was last. I think that us doing well and me being a pessimist wasn't a good mix.
I was going to say, I think after the Man City game, I'll have done quite all right on the
score. You started coming back because obviously we only lost like two. We lost like what, four games after that or something.
Something like that, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. From the out there predictions, none of us got anything that was good, with the exception of Connie, which wasn't right but wasn't far off. You had Thomas Frank sacked by Christmas, and he got sacked in early Feb.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think you. And your original thing was just it will fail.
Yeah,
and I was like, it will fail's not mad enough. All right, by Christmas. So that was the closest one we had.
There was a period for Alex there when it very much looked like none of the relegated teams were going to get close to coming back up.
Yeah, and I suppose it did only end up being one of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I mean, Southampton's second half of the season was a ridiculous run they went on.
Yeah, and a ridiculous hiding spot behind a tree.
Yeah. Who'd do that, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Stand on a public footpath and look through a fence like a gentleman. the other one that I think was a good call by both Alex and Benny was Leeds' first new international of Joel Piru. Now, whether they knew it was going to be for Suriname, I'm not sure, but it was correct. And then the most fun ones, our worst predictions. I think just first of all, we'll say Brentford in general. Both KC and Little Danny had Brentford relegated in 18th, but they came 9th, so they avoided the minus 10. However, Connie had them bottom.
So he did get. I genuinely thought with Keith Andrews and losing Mbeumo and all that, I thought they were screwed this year, Brentford, or last year, should I say.
Yeah, as part of that, all three of you had Keith Andrews as the first manager to go. Little Danny also had him to be bottom of the handicap table. They finished third. the Brentford in general was pretty bad. There is also then the Sunderland in general. me, Alex, Benny and Little Danny all had Sunderland to be relegated. They are playing in Europe next season. Benny had them to be bottom of the handicap table. They won it. But don't worry, KC, you had Spurs winning the handicap table, who were bottom. So we had a couple of minus 20s, which in a 20-team league is difficult to do. It wasn't as bad as that, but I had Chelsea winning the handicap league. They came in the bottom half by a decent amount and were a minus 10.
Nice.
So, yeah, there was a lot of wrong, but I just think, and I don't think it was just us, but Brentford and Sunderland brackets general were definitely where we were furthest away. We weren't actually bad for our Leeds-specific predictions. Some of the goal scorers were a bit off and things like that, but we had 2-17th, 2-16th, and 2-15th. And it was 14th.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, we weren't far away.
No.
But yeah, on to this season. I have got predictions from everyone that isn't here. Benny just got them in about 20 minutes ago, fortunately for him. But Connie, we'll start with you. What do you have for the top four?
Oh, now you may have to help me out on this one here.
Yeah, now you're on your phone. If you can't look, luckily you did send me them all, so I can find them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I believe my top four, I've got Arsenal winning it.
Yep.
Have I got City second or Liverpool?
You had City, then Liverpool.
Then Liverpool, then Scum for my top four.
Unfortunately, you did have Scum, and it's a shame because I really wanted to, you know, like say they'll be shit and stuff, but I don't think they will, unfortunately, because I have also Arsenal retaining it. I've got Chelsea second, then Scum, then Man City.
Yeah.
I've got Arsenal to retain, Scum second. I'm going to go Chelsea third and Man City fourth.
Yeah. I think Chelsea are going to do well this season. Obviously, the squad's really good. I think the manager is now really good. And they don't have any European football or anything. So they shouldn't be knackered. I think they're going to be really good. To everyone out there, absolutely piling against Arsenal, because every single one of us has Arsenal retaining the title. Alex, Arsenal, Chelsea, Scum, Man City. Danny, Arsenal, Chelsea, Scum, Liverpool. Benny, Arsenal, Scum, Spurs, Chelsea. Which Spurs is a big shout. That's like the only one. I mean, I suppose they have spent about £500 million, haven't they?
Yeah, the shackles are off, aren't they?
Well, they've spent what, like 80 million on, was that Mateus Fernandez like 70, 80 million or something? Tonali was 100. They're apparently buying Savinho and Marmoush for 100 and whatever million between them. Like, and De Zerbi, for all of his faults as a bloke, is a good coach. So they should be a lot better. But I'm hoping they find a way to just be shit again.
Yeah, continue being funny.
Yeah. There isn't... I'm just going to say now that... Connie, Alex and little Danny all have specifically Ipswich in 18th, Coventry in 19th and Hull in 20th when it comes to relegation. So not just all the newly promoted teams, but in the same order. Benny, Ipswich 19th, Hull 20th, and Newcastle in 18th. I know that's a bit, they've lost a lot of players and they've got a new manager that could go either way, but I can't see that happening, because if for shit, the Saudis will pull the finger out and buy some players in January.
They did it a few years ago, didn't they, when they were in a bit of trouble, didn't they, and they bought the way out of it, didn't they?
Yeah. I specifically just didn't want to go for the three teams. So I've got Hull 19th, Coventry 20th. Just that is pure bias against Frank Lampard and nothing else. And I went for Fulham 18th. I had to pick someone. I thought about Palace. I even thought about Bournemouth at one piece. But yeah, I think Fulham are the most likely ones to fuck up. Casey?
It's really hard not to go with the three promoted teams. Mm. Just because I think even Fulham, I think if it goes that bad, I think they'll just get rid of Arbeloa fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And I think their squad is good enough that a semi-competent manager would get them to 14th.
Yeah.
I'm going with Spite as well as Coventry bottom, Hull 19th, Ipswich 18th.
It's Hull Cov bottom.
Yeah.
Cool. This one might not even go in the predictions. KC, who's your top scorer?
I should have looked at these things actually.
Yeah.
Haaland.
Cool. That one just is not going to make any difference. Every single person has a Haaland. And I think that that's perfectly reasonable. Can go from there. For top scorer. Connie, do you remember who you had?
Is this for Premier League?
For top assist. Sorry, not for top scorer. We all had Haaland for top scorer.
I believe I picked Ødegaard.
You did. You and little Danny have Ødegaard. Alex has Florian Wirtz, which I don't think is a bad shout with the way that they're now playing. Benny had Bruno Fernandes, and I'm hoping that, well, not hoping, because I'd rather they were shy, actually. But I think that the way Xabi Alonso plays, I'm thinking that Cole Palmer might be like Florian Wirtz was at Leverkusen, so I've gone for Cole Palmer. Okay, see?
Got Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, fair. Another one on the hope you're wrong, but certainly not an unreasonable shout.
And
I say you'd be happy to accept defeat with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say I'm willing to discount corners and things, because I sort of think that is cheating, but
hey, if we're gonna go for the corners, then you know, in an ideal world, Wilson and Stack between them are gonna get 15 each. first Premier League boss to be sacked, KC. Well, to go. If they resign, it counts.
I hope it's Frank Lampard. I think. I really don't know with this. It could be Glasner. Like, because it's such an odd move, and Forest are Forest.
Picking the Marinakis club is never a bad shout.
I'm going to commit to that. I'll go Glasner.
Well, I would say that, oh, that's a really out there pick that Benny has also gone for. Connie, I think, has the most interesting pick of anyone on this.
Yeah, I'm going against what you two, well, to be fair, I think little Danny as well, what he said at the start. I think it's going to implode at Chelsea with Xabi Alonso. I think he'll go first. They've got a great team, but I just can't see it working.
I think it'll be, I mean, that would be one where I'd love to see it, because it would be objectively very funny.
Yeah.
if he manages to get sacked first.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Xabi Alonso was a manager. Yeah, fair enough. But I think this is more of a pop at the way Chelsea's run than Xabi Alonso's abilities. But yeah, I'm going on that one.
The other shouts, I've gone for Sergei Yakirovich at Hull, which isn't his fault. I just think that squad is nowhere near. Yeah. And little Danny and Alex have both got Arbeloa.
I'm just saying, by the way, Hull sacking their manager screams of somehow Paul Jewell coming in to try and save the season.
I do also think that owner is a bit, based on the way he behaves on Twitter, I think he might have a bit of a trigger finger.
Yeah.
Is this the guy who put the list of nationalities of players they were signing?
Yeah, this is who we're trying to sign, and then just a load of flags.
Didn't he put the prices on there as well, money they've got to spend?
He put like percentage chances of each one and how far along they are and stuff like that. And it was enough that like everyone went, well, them ones we can figure out what half of these flags are. Mm. Like one of them's Japan. Well, it's that guy that we were being linked with all the time on a free.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Another word, KC, who's your golden glove?
It's got to be Raya, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's why I asked it like this. Much like Haaland, we have all got the same thing.
It's really, much like Arsenal's football, it's really boring.
But it will make all the sense in the world. It does mean that they're, because their defence is so good and they play in that way, we are a Kepa leaves and then Raya breaks his leg away from Melier having a real shot at the Golden Glove. Because he won't face a shot for five.
Oh, but the one he does, though.
Yeah.
Just start asking him to catch an optimistic ball into the box at 92nd minute at Sunderland.
Yeah. I'll skip by the handicaps. We'll do them last, because I think that's my favourite one, because it's the hardest one to get right. So, Connie, can you remember who you had for Player of the Year?
Did I go Haaland again?
You did go for Erling Haaland.
Yeah.
And I went for João Pedro, because this is our biggest difference, Connie. I think Chelsea are going to be good and you don't.
No.
Alex and Benny both had Declan Rice, and little Danny had Martin Odegaard. As everyone thinks Arsenal are winning the league, going for Arsenal players is not unreasonable. Kessie?
Yeah, I'm going to stick on that theme. I'm going to go Bukayo Saka.
Fair enough. Completely reasonable. And young player of the year. Connie and Benny have the same thing here with Kobbie Mainoo.
Yep. I think he's got a big year in this year. I think when Carrick brought him back in after Amrin had gone, I thought he was really good for Man United. So, yeah. Again, I won't be disappointed if I'm wrong, but yeah, I think he'll have a good year this year, Mainoo.
Yeah. I think he'll have a lot to prove after not getting any minutes as well.
Yeah.
Of the World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm with you. I hope it doesn't happen, but he's a good player. Little Danny had Ryan Cherki, and Alex had is it Giovanni Quenda at Chelsea?
Is he the Portuguese kid?
Yeah, I've never come to. I just can't. I don't actually off the top of my head know what his first name is. I think it's Giovanni, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Casey, have you got up for young player?
I'm just checking the age. I assume he would. Okay.
I believe the rule is 23, isn't it? For...
Oh, yeah, he's grand. I'm going to go Nico O'Reilly.
Fair.
Yeah.
Didn't he end up winning it last year? I believe.
I don't pay attention to this sort of thing.
You can put Tally on that one, yeah.
Yeah, he won it last year because I don't think any of us picked him. And I am fully buying into some hype. Mine is currently 17-year-old Brian Maggio at Villa. It's basically because Ollie Watkins keeps being linked with transfers to like Saudi and stuff. So I think he might be going. And I think if it's him or Tammy Abraham, I think we'll just pick him and throw him in and just go for it. So I took a shot on who's young and I think will play. So, yeah. That is all the Premier League stuff done except for the best one. So... Connie, can you remember who you had for the season handicap winner? By the way, just for those listening and stuff, all the bookies basically have the points that are being added to each team as the same level. The prices might differ bookie to bookie, but the lines are there. And it's just everyone gets the points added on what the starting handicaps are. If I remember rightly, Leeds were about 31. Yep, 31. So Arsenal are +0 because they're favourites, then Man City at +3, Liverpool +7, etc. The longest one being Hull at +52. When they all get added on, who ends up top of the league?
I'll be honest, I can't remember who I've picked for these ones. You might have to jog my memory.
Yeah, I'm not. This is the... And it's, again, it's not a bad shout. I mean, Benny would definitely... He hasn't gone for him, but it wouldn't be unreasonable. You went for Spurs at +16 points.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I think after season they had like last couple of years signings they've made. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad shout that.
Yeah, well, they're like sixth favourite for the league. So if you think they're going to get in the top six and even have it be really close,
yeah,
that gives them a chance. Did anyone else have Spurs? No one did. Benny had Scum, Danny had Chelsea, which I could see coming. Chelsea are only +10 though. Alex had Brentford, so he has gone away from what it was last year. Brentford, who are at +29. And I have probably overcorrected from last season and gone for Sunderland at +34. Not because I think they'll be particularly good, but they are the fourth favourites for relegation, and I don't think that they are.
No.
I think there's a couple of teams that I think will be worse, and the three promoted teams. KC, who have you got?
I'm going to go with Brighton.
You've gone Brighton. Well, Brighton are at +23. I like last year I had Brighton as my ones to lose because I didn't think they'd score enough goals, and they definitely did. But they were still like 14th in it or something. And then the one that has the ability, well, they both had an ability to make us look really stupid last year. But the one that I always think is funniest because you're saying someone's going to be shit and then they're really not. Who's going to be bottom of the handicap table? I am in a kind of a weird situation because there have been a few that I ummed and ahed between about three different ones, but eventually I've gone for Palace. It was basically Palace, Fulham, or maybe Villa that I thought might have poor seasons, but I've ended up on Palace.
I think that's who I went with last year was Palace.
Connie, can you remember who you had?
I was looking at Forest, but I thought
that is,
remember,
that is what you went
Forest.
For.
Yeah, yeah, I go for Forest, yeah.
Yeah, Forest at plus 30. Who, for what it's worth, just going off the whichever bookmaker I'm looking at, because I'm not plugging anyone, I've been the best backed, because they'll have all started at about 16 to 1 and they're now 10 to 1.
Yeah.
So they've been backed to do well.
Yeah.
So you are going against the market a bit.
I'm just sad. Yeah, Chelsea, Forest, yeah, a lot of them. Yeah.
Alex went for Newcastle, which, you know, Benny would agree with as he's got them going down. Benny also had Newcastle. Little Danny had Hull. Now, Hull, I think, is a brave shout, because seeing as it's plus 52, for them to be last, they're going to have to have a derby season to be last. And they, if any team, I mean, they were statistically a team that should have got relegated from the Championship last year. So if anyone's going to do it, it's them. But I think that they'll get 20-odd points and not be bottom of the handicap league. KC, who have you got?
There's a lot in that lower mid-table group that I think you could choose from. Forest, yeah, was one of the ones I was thinking of. But what were Fulham?
Fulham are plus 32. 1 point more than Leeds.
No, sorry, I'll go Forest.
Another one on Forest. Well, as I hate them, I really hope you're right. We'll quickly run through the cup winners, because this is as much luck as judgment. For the FA,
I was going to say, it's the Conference League. We don't know half the teams in it yet.
Yeah, well, you know, I've made an effort to not just pick all the English teams this year. For the FA Cup, I've got Chelsea. Connie, can you remember what you went?
FA Cup, Liverpool.
Yes, you did. Yeah. KC?
FA Cup, I'm going to put one out there for no particular reason and say Everton.
Fair enough. Alex and Benny had Scum. Little Danny's got Arsenal. For the League Cup, there is also some of these, because Little Danny's got Scum for the League Cup. And I've got Arsenal.
I'm going for Chelsea.
You have their, Chelsea.
Their free first half of the year will boost them.
For which with Alex has also gone Chelsea, and Benny went for Liverpool. Connie, can you remember what you had?
Went for City, didn't I? For the League Cup.
Yeah, Man City win the League Cup. Yeah. The Champions League, varies. I'll do me this, because me, Little Danny, and Benny have all got Barcelona.
I thought about Barcelona, not going to lie. I didn't in the end, but I was very close to going with them.
Yeah, you were close, but opposite in a way, because you went for Real Madrid.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm close in one way, but yeah.
Alex had PSG. KC?
I'm going for the PSG. Going for another one.
Three in a row.
Yeah. Nobody's ever done it before, apart from the other teams that have.
Yeah. No one's ever said, they were all before. It was the Champions League, except for Real Madrid, who also did it when it was the Champions League. The Europa League, which is, I always think the Europa League one is probably the most interesting one in terms of variants of teams that can win it.
I need to know who's qualified for it.
Oh, yeah, I'll come to you last, because you might have to check. Connie, can you remember who you had?
I went for Bayer Leverkusen.
Yeah, Bayer Leverkusen, which is an interesting shout. They've definitely got some good players, but I haven't watched enough German football to really know. Not that I've watched tons of Italian football, and I know there was shit last year, but both me and Alex have got Juventus.
AC Milan in there as well.
Benny has AC Milan. Yeah. Little Danny with the best rogue shout. Raw.
Wow.
Yeah. Loving a bit of Rennes.
I'm looking. There are some fantastic teams here. There is something about when you look at a list and you can see something like Celta Vigo, AC Milan, Real Sociedad, Sunderland.
Yeah, well, what is it Sunderland, Bournemouth, and who was the other one in the Europa League?
Palace.
And Palace. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they won the Conference League. Yeah.
I, you know what, for a night, a bit of an out there one, let's go for Union Saint-Gilloise.
Oh, little bit of Brighton B.
Because why not?
It's good that you've gone for Brighton B to win the Europa League, because it'll be weird when Brighton B wins the Europa League and Brighton win the Conference League. I said I didn't want to just go for the English teams, but I am for the Conference League, because that's what happens.
And so have I.
Yes, you have, Connie. Benny's is a bit more interesting. He's got Ajax, and Alex and little Danny both have Atalanta.
Not bad shouts, in our fairness.
And I'm assuming at this point, the really funny thing, of course, with Conference League is no one goes into it automatically. So there is currently zero confirmed teams. I believe, in fact, what time are we on? Yeah, I think Brighton are away at Tromso in about 5 minutes in the,
yeah, fair enough.
In the qualifying.
I love these teams. Yeah. There is some wonderful teams here.
He's going for, and I'm not looking at a list, so there might not even be in it, but he's got Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah.
Yes, they are in the playoff. They are in the playoff round.
I thought it was in there from somewhere, because obviously I did look at this at a previous date when I was checking who was in it.
Right. I'm saying now, if you're Ajax and you're in the Conference League, and you don't win it, you need an overhaul. You've done something. You've broken Ajax. Yeah. So,
well, I mean, yeah, being Ajax in it in the first place is enough to get you sacked. And I mean, it did.
I was saying, did get sacked, didn't he? Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I have nothing against Brighton as a club, but I would quite like a non-English team to win it just for interesting reasons.
I mean, yeah, Lana. Brilliant. Lincoln Redhams.
Wonderful
teams in this.
Yeah, we definitely want Lincoln. It's good that it's back to Lincoln Redhams instead of the team that's basically out of a pub that got there. Some at Magpies, was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Team from out of a pub, I think you're talking about Motherwell there.
Yeah. No, I believe Zealand made quite a good video about them when they had their European one. On to the league specific stuff. This is another one. KC, will Daniel Fark last the season?
Yes.
Cool. We all have yes. Will we make a first team signing in January, KC?
Oh.
No. Well, that's you're the only one with no.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone else has a yes. I think this most seasons there'll be one. It might be a loan with no impact like Buonanotte was, but I expect there'll be one.
I'm saying now that doesn't count.
He played in the first team. Not much, admittedly.
Didn't bolster the under-23s either.
No. Full of the clean sheets. It's a bit last year when we had this. I'll check the actual numbers. When Connie said his, we sort of laughed because he went for 10 clean sheets and we thought that was mental, and it was 8, so it wasn't actually far off. You know, it was as close as anyone else got, because there was 3 people went for 6, and me and little Danny had 3 and 4 respectively. So Connie's optimism was actually quite close, but he's we're all a bit closer together this time. Connie, can you remember what you had?
Clean sheets, did I go up? What, 11, something like that?
Yep, you went for 11.
Yeah.
Alex, 9. Little Danny, 8. Benny, 7. I also had 7.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 8.
Yeah, so we're all in a similar area there. That's 10 for bang on, 5 within 1, 2 within 2.
It's a good job it wasn't specific to Lucas Perry.
Yeah. Could have been, that was one of the other bad ones. I had Willie Nonto for top scorer last year.
Mm.
So we didn't have Calvert-Lewin at the time, but even so, it wasn't a great pick. Number of goals, KC, for Dominic Calvert-Lewin?
I'm going to go 11.
Levitt. I'm surprised there is no people. There's no one with the same on this. Connie, do you remember what you had?
I go for 14.
You did 14. Yeah. Alex 12. Little Danny 16, which would be a hell of a season. Benny's thinking a lot more along my lines. I think where we're expecting an injury of some sort because he's got 8 and I've got 9. I am expecting Leeds to have a third striker alongside him and Metcha by the end of this window. Mm. Or the amazing return of Matteo Joseph in like November when he's back from injury.
Recall Harry Gray in January.
Yeah, yep. Maybe. I've gone for 4 for Lucas Metcha.
I'm going to go 6.
6. That is the same as Little Danny, who also has 6. Connie, do you remember what you had?
I think I were in and around the 6 mark, one or something like that.
Yeah, you went 7.
Yeah.
Alex 5, Benny 4, same as me. I think we're going to be slightly lower scoring. I think it's going to be a bit more spread, basically, this year. Because I think we're going to play stack less far forward, and I think that might balance things out a bit. Connie, you also had 8 for Harry Wilson, which is the same as Alex.
Yeah.
Little Danny 9, Benny 5. KC, what did you have?
What did I have? Actually, these ones down.
For what Harold was... Wilson.
I'm going to say only 5.
Only 5, same as Benny. And I've got 7. This is one where there's a chance it's 0 because there is a non-zero chance he gets sold before the end of the window. Brendan Aronson. Connie, do you remember what you had?
About 4, 3, 4, what it, something like that.
4 is exactly what you had, as yeah. Did I.
Yeah. If he stays, obviously.
Yeah.
3.
3 makes sense, and you can tell it makes sense because Alex, Danny, and Benny all had 3.
None, because he's shit.
Yeah. I thought that you might say that. Like, unironically. I think this is one of the ones with one of Connie's bolder shouts. Noah Okafor.
Yeah. Did I put 12?
You did put 12.
Yeah, which... I think. Yeah. I reckon he'd have a good journey this year.
Yeah.
Not that he didn't last year, but yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger variances because Alex has got 5, Danny and Benny 7. I've got 8. Casey?
I've also got 8.
8, nice. Anton Stack. This has much less variance. Casey?
6.
6 is the high watermark. Me and Benny 5, everyone else 4. I combined these together because I think that they're all going to be too low to have out between them. But first of all, Bogle and Goodmanson combined, which last season I believe was 1. Because Goodmanson definitely didn't get any, and Bogle scored at home against Nottingham Forest in the 3-1 win. And I think that's the only goal he got all season last season.
Well, I've won that direct ball over the top that it ran onto, yeah.
Yeah, the game where Ilya Gruev got 2 assists.
Yeah.
And what, the 1-4 Bogle was brilliant, actually.
I'm going to say they extend it to 2 this year.
Fortunately, I haven't extended it at all, and neither has Benny. I've got 1 between them. I think Goodmanson did score in the cup, didn't he? But
yeah.
That didn't count for this. Connie, do you know what you had?
I got 3.
Yep, as did Alex, as did Little Danny. And then the more interesting one, Rodan, Biol, Muharremovic, and Elvedi. I didn't put Justin in this because he ends up in weird further forward positions, and I think he'd throw it off. I was tempted to put him in with the Bogle Goodmanson one, but I thought I'll just leave him out of it. So the 4 main centre-backs, Connie, do you know what you had?
About 4 or 5 between them all.
You went for 6.
Oh, fair enough, end. Yeah.
6, Little Danny and me with 7.
8.
8, going big on centre-back goals. I'm big on that. Alec, sort of up there with five, you know, being reasonable. But Benny's the one going against us all because he's only got two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we have for the goals, unless there's any that you desperately want to add in.
An unsigned.
We're not doing a prediction of unsigned. If you wanted to go for like unsigned striker as top goal scorer, which you did last year and won,
it's a solid tactic.
But we can't have a category for unnamed because what if we sign two? I'll do these the other way around. Actually, first under 21 league debut, which last year I believe for the first time since we ever started doing this was nobody.
Bloody hell, no one got it at all.
No, all the 21s that did get any game time had already played.
Yeah, fair enough.
And Leonu came so close that one time.
Alfie Cresswell got close. Yeah. Rhys Chadwick got on the bench. But no, none of them actually played in the league.
Fair enough.
Connie, do you remember who you had for this?
Did I go for Callum Mills?
You did, who I knew nothing about going into this pre-season, but the amount of football he got suggests that Farker quite likes him.
It's going to be, yeah, it could be a couple of injuries or suspensions, maybe, but yeah. And I could have gone for a couple of others, but yeah, and I like the look of him as well. He's looked all right.
Yeah. Alex originally went for Sam Chambers, and then I had to remind him that he played in the Championship.
He's played, yeah.
So he switched to Ollie Pickles. Benny with the rogue shout of...
I just love the name Ollie Pickles.
Yes. Ollie Pickles.
Benny with the most out there shout, I reckon, of that of Enahoro Marcus.
Oh, is he a defender?
Yeah, he's a centre-back, but
yeah.
From what I've seen of him in the 21s, I wouldn't expect anything to happen there. Mm-hmm. KC, who have you got?
Is Adrian Balboa still knocking around?
If only. He'll be 28 now.
He's not, but Kuntem and Uskov might be, though.
Yeah. I think Cresswell. Was Cresswell had an appearance?
Yeah.
Did all right. Yeah. All in fair to see Cresswell, didn't
I? Yeah, I think Alfie Cresswell is a fairly good chat. I'm going for the same thing I went for last year, Jaden Leonu, as his little Danny. If it were me, he'd have already had some minutes. Not loads, but some. And again, Goodmanson's injured. If it isn't just if Justin gets injured, it's if Justin gets injured or Bogle gets injured or two centre-backs get injured and Justin has to play centre-back.
Yeah.
There's so many ways for Leonu to at least get off the bench for 20 minutes. But my more out there version is that I also have Jaden Leonu for the first new international cap. Because I think if he even plays one game, I think Wales will want to make sure he remains Welsh.
Yeah. I thought he'd got off the bench at least for Wales. I thought he'd play for Wales, I'll be honest.
That's why I
didn't pick him.
You know what? I will just check, but I'm fairly sure he has 21 caps and he did get in a squad.
Yeah.
But he didn't. But I don't believe it. It's not like when Northern Ireland took Alfie McAlmont.
Yeah.
And just went, well, we'll just play him.
Yeah.
He hasn't, and you know what? He's been in the senior squad, but he actually has just got lots of under-19s.
Fair enough.
Cool. Casey, who have you got for the first new international cap?
Jaden Bogle.
Yes. Yes.
As you can probably guess from Connie's reaction, so does he, so does little Danny. Benny is picking for Sam Chambers to have a great season and get called up for Scotland.
Yes.
I saw them at the World Cup. I think he'd do a job.
Yeah. And Alex is going for one that, you know, he won't be at Leeds if it happens, but it's technically a fair pick because he's still here. He's going for Ramazani, who I don't believe has any Belgium caps yet.
No, I mean, he did all right on loan at Valencia last year, didn't he? He didn't embarrass himself, did he? He did all right.
I was watching the goals back from
He only has under 21 caps, so. Yeah.
I was watching the goals back from the promotion season, and I forgot that he actually came back towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
And we still sent him away. Poor boy.
Yeah. KC, player of the year.
it's just going to end up being Ethan Ampadu again, isn't it?
That's what I think. That's what Benny thinks.
I've gone for Trafford.
Yep. Yeah. Trafford, which... The only reason I hope you're wrong is because if his keeper's been that good, it probably means we've been struggling.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, he could be... I suppose if he gets us three wins that we wouldn't have got, and then he's just solid the rest of the time.
Yeah.
That might be enough. We have Stack. We have Stack for Alex and Harry Wilson for Danny. Young player of the year, which we're still not 100% sure on what the rules are at Leeds.
No.
Because the winner of last season's young player of the year was nobody.
It's mostly because Willie Donto has aged out of the young player. I think
he's still only 22. He's eligible now. They just didn't want to give him it.
Daniel Farker, is that all over? He's just going, no, I don't want to reward him.
Because I think that I think most of us went for Donto last season because it was like, well, who else could it be? And then they just didn't give one. Little Danny has gone for Donto again, even though they didn't give him it last year. And I don't think Farker's going to play him enough. And Benny has gone for Trafford, who I don't think counts. Because he is 23 now, but he's 24 in October.
Yeah, I think he'll miss it, won't he? Yeah.
And the same issue for Alex, who has 23-year-old Tariq Mohamedovic. But I think he'll be 24 by the time the award comes. So I don't think he'll count. But we'll see. I have unsurprisingly, given what I've said previously, gone for Leonu.
Yeah. I'll stick with Cresswell.
Yep, which is what Connie had as well.
Yep.
I'm not expecting much variation in this. Top scorer?
Is it Calvert-Lewin?
Everyone has Calvert-Lewin, with the exception of Benny, who's gone for Noah Rockefeller.
Fair enough, yeah.
And most assists.
Did I go for Wilson?
You did.
Yeah.
Please don't let it be Brendan again.
Yeah, it was Brendan Aronson with 5 last season. Casey?
I'm going to say Anton Stack.
Yeah, it's... you see, everyone has Wilson, we have Stack.
We are backing the corners.
Yes, we are. And
I mean, I've always known it's you and me against the world, but yeah, for different reasons.
The final Leeds United specific prediction for the season. What position will Leeds finish in? This is always our biggest point. 20 if you're dead on, 15 within 1, 10 within 2, 5 within 3. Connie, do you remember what you had?
Yeah, I went 10th.
Not far off Europe.
No. We'll come back to that.
Yeah. Casey?
I've got 13th.
13th. Yep. That is the... Just to check if I've got them in the right column, which I have. Yep, 13th. That's the same as Alex. I have 14th, exact same as last season. Little Danny 12th, Benny 11th. So everyone is saying mid-table.
Yeah.
Quite reasonable. The only last things are, I have just a notable out there prediction from everyone. According to the odds, I think Connie's is actually the least crazy, but let him have it because I want it to happen. Connie, what did you have?
That Leeds United getting the European places through the league.
Yeah, which I think, if
we want to make it a bit more out there, I'm willing to change it and say that we get, not Conference League, because like you say, you can come 9th and get that, but we get Europa League, Fruit League.
Okay, so
I'm fine with just Europe, to be fair.
I am also fine with just Europe, because, one, because I just want it to happen.
Yeah,
I do think odds-wise, it's probably the least one. Like Leeds to finish top 6 with the bookies is 9-1.
Bloody hell, really? What shot is that?
Yeah, which I think is a bit tight as a price, to be honest. But it probably means that to get in at all, it's like 7s.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So, which is still a long shot, but not as mad as some of as Alex, who has said a League One team makes the League Cup final.
Oh,
I have put in brackets, I will give points if it's anyone outside the Prem, I think. Little Danny has Arsenal get 100 points or more.
Benny, gonna hit the end of it.
Yeah. Benny has Man City play in the 27-28 Conference League. which is a specific level of it going wrong.
Yeah.
It's like within a couple of places.
What he's saying there is that they're failing, but we'd still give a left bollock to be where they are.
They're either going to be brilliant and get a points deduction to about eighth, or be shit and finish eighth. And mine is Glasner gets sacked by Forrest and replaces Pierre Sarge back at Palace.
That's not, to be fair, weirder things have happened, aren't they? Yeah. Look at Harry Redknapp with Southampton. And
it's one of them where I think he's specifically just going to go, I shouldn't have left. And they're going to go, yeah, you shouldn't have. And let's just go back. Right, cool. Casey, did you knock any up, by the way?
As in my mad prediction? Yeah. I've not given you that yet.
Yeah.
Tell me if this isn't mad enough. I think we get a win against the next four teams that finish below Arsenal. Because I don't have the confidence in us to beat Arsenal.
Leeds win at them or just beat them?
Beat them.
Leeds beat all the top five who aren't Arsenal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that just like one of the games, home or away, we just get a result against them all?
Yeah. Each one of them at least once.
If it was we get something from them, I wouldn't have accepted it. But because it's beat them, I'll absolutely accept it.
Yeah, we're going to say, because like last year, barring Arsenal, no one gave us a hiding, and especially like the two draws against Liverpool, 4 points off scum. What did we do against City? They beat us at last minute, didn't they?
And they beat us 1-0 at Elland Road and 3-2 at their place with the late goals.
So we were in games there. So
The one that would have got this beat last year is we didn't beat Villa.
Yeah,
We got beat at home when we battered them first half, and then Morgan Rodgers scored twice, and we drew 1-1 with that last minute Tammy Abraham equaliser. So that will do it. Wait, I mean, we are already at the hour mark, so we will make the Forest preview quite quick.
They have a big squad, don't they?
Yes, they always have. The main things to know from them, it's Glasner now, so it will be 3-4-2-1, like the way Palace played last season, and quite similar to the way we play. They already had two good centre-backs, because they had Milenkovic and Murillo, and they've signed Ousmane Diomande from Sporting. 40 million. I'm assuming he's going to be the right centre back, and that's going to be the three. I haven't seen loads of him, but everyone says he's a world beater. So he seems like they've got a good centre back. They have their normal interesting Marinakis stuff. They've signed Gustavo Sarr, an attacking mid from Famalicão, for 20 million, who has immediately been loaned to Olympiacos. Nothing to see there. Also, Stefan Ortega's gone to Olympiacos on a free. Also, Yota Silva's gone on loan to Olympiacos. And David Camo's gone to Olympiacos for about 7.5 million. Don't worry about it. It's all fine. Zeva Slager, the Austria midfielder that played for Leipzig, he signed on a free. And they've signed Steven Bender, the backup keeper from Fulham. They've also got Callum Wendo back off loan, and he has played a bit in pre-season, so he might play as well. Yeah. The main outs that aren't to Olympiacos, Taiwo Awoniyi has gone to Cov, and obviously Elliot Anderson's gone to Man City for all of the money in the world. Because of how rigid Glasner is with his system and how he wants to play and how he'll want to play the same way as he did at Palace, I haven't really been, when I was thinking about this game, I didn't really think about what Forest did last year. I thought more about Palace. And we matched up quite well with Palace last season. Obviously, we battered them at home, but they did rest a load of players because they had a Conference League game.
Yeah, that's right. They had the semis that they had.
It wasn't as no. It was earlier than that.
Oh, what happened with that?
They didn't. They had to play that extra round, didn't they? Because they didn't get in the top eight.
Ah shit! Yeah, the in the group phase. Yeah.
Because they rested so many players, but like the team that they played, like Nketiah was at one of the wide tens at Elmwood, which is he's a good player, as Nketiah, but he is not that.
No.
Yeah. So. But they'll be fairly direct, knocking it up to whichever one of Chris Wood or Igor Jesus plays, probably Igor Jesus. But playing direct against our back three, I welcome.
Yep.
Like that, we should sort that. I just wonder if we... I think a lot of it is going to come down to how our left side copes. Because they're going to have probably Morgan Gibbs-White playing as the right 10. Justin, as good as he is, isn't really left-sided, and it's going to be Aronson rather than Okafor, you would think, because Okafor doesn't appear to be fit yet.
No.
If we can stand up on that side, I think our right side beats their left.
Yeah, I think
they'll probably have fair. That, and Doi and Nico Williams.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that's fair, yeah.
So I think a lot will come down to that, and then their midfield is likely to be Vatchslager and Sangare.
He's not a bad player in that Sangare. He kind of goes under the radar a bit, but he's not a bad player in.
Yeah, but Schlager and Sangare or Ampadu and Stack, I think I'd rather have Ampadu and Stack.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it'll be fairly tight, this game. Maybe one where it's decided by set pieces. Again, where I'd probably lean towards us. The other thing that I saw someone mention that I think is fair is this might not be a bad time to play Forest because they've got a load of money and they haven't spent it all yet. They might well be a better side in 2 weeks than they are now.
Yeah, I think when they're trying to suss out systems, personnel, all that lot, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not like Marinakis is shy with his money for someone who he wants.
Yeah.
Mostly managers.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I was just looking through their pre-season to see how they've done, and they've won most of their games. The sort of outlier in there, there's two games in there. I mean, they lost 1-0 to Barcelona, which I think is a solid result. Good work, Rafinha, by the way. But yeah, two teams they played in a neutral venue. One of them was Barcelona. That was a game that took place in Italy. And whilst on their lovely pre-season jaunt to... Portugal, who did they happen across for a friendly? Blackburn.
Nice. Lovely
stuff. Lovely stuff.
So it's what you like to see, isn't it? Just two local teams who thought, you know what, let's go abroad for this.
Yeah. I mean, us playing Wrexham in America is...
Oh, yeah.
It's nearly as weird. It's not quite as weird. Although you could make the argument it's weirder seeing as it was in the Premier League series and we played Wrexham.
Yeah.
Yeah. But... Yeah, I think this might well be a decent time, like you say, to play Forest to get it. To be honest, if they can move the home fixture up to the weekend after next, let's just get it out of the way. We're just playing them three times in a week and then we've dealt with Forest.
Yeah, seems fair.
But yeah, like you say, I think there's quite a few parts where you look and think you were backers there. There is part of me looks at this and just thinks if you've got Jesus or Chris Wood, this is going to be a bit of a test for Maremovic as to a bit of a welcome to the Premier League.
Yeah. The other thing is that he doesn't do it often, but Glasner does occasionally switch it to like a 1-2 instead.
Mm.
And with us playing a back three, there is an argument for him just playing both of them if they're going to be direct.
If they do play both of them, I think if I were to Tewton, they're both good players, but I think in terms of physicality and balls up to them, I'd rather be taking on Jesus than Chris Wood, if I'm being honest. But with both of them up there, then, yeah, that could be a problem.
Yeah, just like